What do we pray for in the first petition? In the first petition, which is, Hallowed be thy name, we pray that God would enable us and others to glorify him in all that whereby he maketh himself known, and that he would dispose all things to his own glory.
Question 101 of the Shorter Catechism brings us to the first petition. We have six petitions in the Lord's Prayer, and then the conclusion. So this is the first of six petitions. We'll be looking at each petition in order. And there are some points that I would like to bring out with regards to the structure of the Lord's Prayer. There are six petitions. The first three relate to God. The second three relate to man, to ourselves and others. And what we're noting here is that in prayer, the model God's given to us is that God is first. That this is our first priority. And as I noted earlier, I think that there is a connection or a parallel here between the Lord's Prayer and the Ten Commandments. You'll remember in the exposition of the Ten Commandments, we have the first table of the law, which is Commandments 1 to 4, the first four. And then we have the second table of the law, which is the second six commandments, numbers 5 to 10. The first table of the law pertains to God, our duty to God, and the obligations that we have to him. The second table of the law pertains to our duty to our neighbor, to man. There's a parallel here with the Lord's Prayer. You could say there's the first table, if you will, of the Lord's Prayer. It's not the right language, but the first half of the Lord's Prayer, petitions 1 to 3, relate to God, and the second three relate to man. God is put first. God's interests, God's glory is put first above all else. And so it is our chief concern in prayer that God be glorified. This is our chief concern in prayer. Now, you can connect a couple of dots here because think back to how the Shorter Catechism begins. In Shorter Catechism number 1, we're taught that man's chief end is what? Man's chief end is to glorify God. Well, should it surprise us then that prayer's chief end is to glorify God? That man at prayer is first and foremost interested in God's glory. Another thing that we should, another dot I think we should connect is the third commandment. So this is part of the first table of the law. And you'll note there that the third commandment deals with God's name. So there's a relationship here between the first petition and the third commandment. They both relate to the name of God. They're both concerned with the name of God. So God is put first in prayer, like in everything else. Now, we're talking about the first petition. Now, for some of the children, we should define our words here. What does it mean to petition someone? Or what is a petition when we offer it before the Lord? Well, in short, it is a request. It's a request that we are making. We are asking God for something. So, children, that's all that it means. Petition is asking God for something, making a request to the Lord. And what we discover here in the order of the Lord's Prayer is that God's name is before our needs. God's name is placed before our needs. Right? This is the point that I wanted to make here in terms of the priorities given to us in prayer. Now, what exactly are we asking? What is our request in the first petition? What does that include? Well, first of all, and this is what we've been trying to lay out here, is that God would dispose all things for His glory. God's chief concern is His own glory. That is part of the definition of God. For God to be God, He must be chiefly, fundamentally, concerned with His own glory. That's part of what it means to be God. And so in seeking God's will, in order to pray according to the rule that God has given to us in Scripture, that ought to be our concern. That the Lord would dispose everything on the planet, everything in the universe, in a way that would serve His own glory. But it's not only that. It's also, more specifically, that both we and others would be enabled to glorify Him. So when we're asking the Lord in His mercy, "Hallowed be Thy name," "Hallowed be Thy name," we're saying, "Lord, enable us and others to glorify You." Right? If you remember back to the third commandment, the idea of God's name includes the revelation of God. So God's name is addressing who He is, who God is. Now, when it says hallowed, right, we understand what petition is. The word hallowed. Hallowed be Thy name. Well, it's the idea of God's name being held in holiness. His name should be recognized as holy. But it can be more generally, as the Catechism is saying, glorified. That God's name would be glorified. Now, if God's name is the revelation of all that He is, that it would include things that we think of as His names, like Jehovah, for example. It would include things like His titles, right? He's the King of Kings and many other things. It would include His attributes, which would be His holiness, His goodness, His sovereignty, and many, many other things. It would include His ordinances, right, like preaching and sacraments and other things. It would include His Word, the Scriptures, and it would include His works, creation, providence, and redemption. All right, so we're praying that God would be glorified in His names, His titles, His attributes, His ordinances, His word, and His works. This is building on what we saw in the third commandment. And so we're asking, Lord, glorify Yourself above all else. So we're coming before the Lord in prayer, and our first priority, our first concern, is that God would glorify His own name, that hallowed be Thy name. All things would dispose for His glory. Well, it's one thing to say, well, Lord, glorify Yourself. May You dispose all things to Your own glory. But we can flesh that out. Remember that the Lord's Prayer is a summary. It's a pattern. It's condensed. And therefore, we have to look at the whole Bible to see all of the ways that this comes to expression. And I provide this list here to give us at least a pointer in the right direction. We come before the Lord to adore Him. So we are ourselves glorifying Him. We adore God. So we're not just asking for others, but that we would do so. Well, we can do so in the prayer itself. And that's why I say adoration is such an overlooked but high and essential part of what prayer entails. We come to God and tell God about God. So we're worshiping Him. We're praising Him. We can look at our Bible reading for that day in private worship or in family worship. We can look at what we've heard from God's Word in the preaching of His Word on the Lord's Day and midweek and so on. And we can take all of that. It furnishes us with material to come to Him in prayer. And so one of the things that we should do is, as we're reading through our Bible, let's say in your private worship, you're reading through a chapter or two of Scripture, one of the questions that you're asking yourself is, what does this text reveal to me about God Himself? Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. What does this reveal to me about who God is? In these sorts of ways. And then we take that material. I mean, I would say, having read God's Word, as you go to prayer, you can actually pray through what you've read. And I'll often do this. I'll read through a passage of Scripture, and then having kind of meditated and reflected upon it, I'll go back and actually pray through it. Not actually praying the exact words, but using what each verse is saying to fuel or provide content for prayer. And that would include things like, Lord, You are to be worshipped. There is none like unto Thee, glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing wonders. Well, that can be developed in adoring God and praising Him. The ways in which His attributes and titles come to the surface, those ought to be the language that we come to the Lord with in our prayers before Him. So we're calling upon Him in His names and the titles that He's given. We're worshiping Him ourselves for the attributes that belong to Him. We're asking, Lord, dispose Your ordinances to Your glory. So, whether they're private ordinances or public ordinances, but let's think in terms of public ordinances. If our first priority in prayer is God and God being glorified, then in the habits of our prayer life, we ought to be praying for the public ordinances. Lord, please bless the public preaching of Your Word in ways that would magnify Your glory and abase men, would convert sinners and sanctify Your people, in which Your kingdom would be advanced and so on. Get glory in the singing of the Psalms and in the sacraments. We're praying for the Lord to glorify Himself through these ordinances. Same thing with regards to His Word as it is read, sung, and preached, as well as with His works. We look at creation. What does the psalmist do? He looks up into the heavens and he says, what is man that Thou art mindful of him? He looks around the world and he says, look, God's glory is preached through the design and through the created work that He's done. God's setting forth His glory. Well, we should say, Lord, glorify Yourself in this work of creation that You've accomplished. In the unfolding of providence, both at the international world scale, as well as the unfolding of providence in our own private life, Lord, get glory for Yourself in the unfolding of Your will, Your decree, and the providence that You are carrying out. God, chiefly, glorify Yourself in Your redemptive work. Come and raise the dead and save sinners and make Your people holy to display the glory of Christ as lights in this world, children of light and so on. All of this is providing content. You will be surprised if you take these little tiny thoughts that are compressed in this case into what? Four words, hallowed be Thy name, and you begin to expand it, you'll find, wow, praying for for more than a few minutes is not only easy, it would be difficult not to pray longer. Because we have all of these things that are opening up, even in just the first petition, in which we're calling on God and asking God to do these great things for His own glory. So in question 101, what do we pray for in the first petition? In the first petition, which is, Hallowed be Thy name, we pray that God would enable us and others to glorify Him in all that whereby He maketh Himself known, and that He would dispose all things to His own glory.